السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونسلي إلى رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله، the holy month of Ramadan has entered already. It's the fourth blessed day of the holy month of Ramadan. So all praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's allowed us to reach the glorious month. And many of our brothers and sisters did not have the opportunity to reach the glorious month. So we should be very grateful that Allah Ta'ala has given us another opportunity to take from the magnificent fruits of this month that He has chosen. So as always, with every blessed deed, there's many virtues which are attached to the deeds. And our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would articulate the incredible blessings and virtues of the deeds. The holy month of Ramadan and the obligatory fast is no exception. So to mention a few of the awesome blessings of this holy month. The first is a hadith. The hadith is recorded in Nasa'i and is authenticated in Sahih al-Tawheed. Our beloved Messenger, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever fasts the entire month of Ramadan with iman and ihtisab, then all his past and future sins are forgiven. Whoever fasts in the month, the entire month of Ramadan, with iman and ihtisab, then all his past and future sins are forgiven. Subhanallah. So in this flawless report, an amazing virtue is mentioned with regards to the obligatory fasts in this holy month. So whoever fasts, there's two conditions. You have to have iman, I believe, and you have to anticipate, expect the reward, ihtisab. So there's two conditions. So for instance, if a non-Muslim fasts, he doesn't get these blessings. He doesn't believe. And secondly, you must expect the reward, ihtisab, anticipate the reward. And what is the purification? Allahu Akbar. Not only your entire previous sins, but subhanallah, your future sins are forgiven. So what does this mean? So one understanding of this is that before you leave the world, Allah the Almighty and Glorious will arrange that your sins will be forgiven. So though the hadith says your future sins will be forgiven, it means that he loves the fast so much, the holy month of Ramadan, you will die sinless. So think about that. So this is an incredible virtue mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A second, the hadith is recorded in Tabarani in his Awsat. And our beloved Messenger, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever keeps one fast of the month of Ramadan, one obligatory fast, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a palace in paradise made of either gold or silver. The magnitude of this palace is so vast that the entire world, if placed within it, would take as much room as a flock of goats on this earth. Subhanallah. So let's look at this. So already we've kept four fasts of the holy month. So according to this report from our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, we have four palaces of gold or silver waiting for us. So now that in itself is amazing. A palace of gold is priceless. A palace of silver is priceless. But then look what the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He talked about the vastness of this palace. The palace is so vast, the entire world, imagine, Europe, America, Australia, Asia, North Pole, South Pole, the whole lot can be placed within this palace, which is made of gold or silver. And how much space does it take? The space of a flock of goats on this earth. So how often do you see when you're in the countryside a flock of goats or a flock of sheep? How much space does that take in comparison to the world? You know, you say, what a stupid question. That is, are you being serious? He goes, yes. He goes, it hardly takes anything of this world. The whole world can be placed into this palace of gold or silver, and it's taken very little of that place, of the entire expanse of that palace. Now think about that. This is another blessing given when you fast in the month of Ramadan. How much gold is needed for that palace? So, again, you can't help but try to work this out. If the whole world can be placed into a palace and it takes the size of a flock of goats on this world, the palace itself must be as huge as the sun. If you just look at the dimensions, because the world, if you place it into the sun, is insignificant. So imagine having a palace of gold or silver as huge as the sun in dimension. What's in that palace? Obviously furnished, everything's going to be in there. So imagine when you're there forever, for eternity, won't you be thinking about your fast of Ramadan? Allah's promising you 29, 30 of those palaces. If you fast in the holy month of Ramadan, which you have to, it's obligatory. So there's a second virtue. A third, our beloved messenger, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith is in Nasa'i Ahmad and it's authentic in Sahih al-Tirmidhi, that whoever keeps the fasts of Ramadan, it is equivalent to fasting 10 months. SubhanAllah. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan, it is equivalent to fasting 10 months, i.e. of the year. Now think about that. If you didn't keep any sunnah, nawafil fast, all you kept is the fast of Ramadan, and you drop dead, you will stand on the day of judgment as a person who's fasted 5/6 of his entire life. 5/6, think about that. Why? Because 10 months of the year is 5/6. Now think about the previous nations. For a person to get that, he has to fast 10 months. How many people in the past fasted 10 months of the entire year? And yet you, just keeping the month of Ramadan, you are in the same status or even greater due to the fact you're keeping the obligatory fast. Think about that, right? This is another virtue of the holy month of Ramadan. And some scholars add to this that if you keep the 6 fasts of Shawwal, that makes up the other 2 months. So you've completed the fast of the entire year, which is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. But even if you don't, you fasted for 10 months, imagine. Allahu Akbar. Now think about this. Why are people mourning about the fast of Ramadan? Because they don't know the virtue. If you knew the virtue, you would be yearning that Allah Ta'ala gave you 2 months of Ramadan. 3 months, in fact, the whole year. The fourth, our beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a very famous hadith in Sahih Muslim, there are 2 moments of joy for the fasting person. One is when he breaks his fast, and the second is when he meets his Lord. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Now think about this. 29 to 30 times in this holy month, how happy do you get a few minutes before you break the fast? You see everybody just so happy. Have a quick look around. You see them, they've had I don't know what's happened to them, right? They're just looking forward to the samosa and pakodi. No problem. You fasted. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that's one time that you will feel happy. But then he said the second moment of joy, which is much more important, is when you meet your Lord. Now think about that. The Prophet didn't even tell you what the deal is. He just said, you will be so happy when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He tells you the reward that you will receive for keeping the obligatory fasts. But there's another reason why you feel joy. The hadith is in Imam Ahmad's Musnad and it's authentic in Sahih al-Tirmidhi. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, at the breaking of every fast, i.e. in the month of Ramadan, many are freed from the fire. SubhanAllah. At the breaking of the fast, each fast, i.e. in the month of Ramadan, many are freed from the fire. Authentic hadith. Now what does this mean? It means Allah the Almighty and Glorious gives a royal pardon to people who deserve to be punished because it's the holy month of Ramadan. Every night, think about that. So people have died and they're in serious trouble. Allah Ta'ala gives them the royal pardon in this month. Imagine how many people he frees. Right? At the time of breaking the fast. Now think about that. One report says millions are freed. Millions. Don't think it's just one or two people. Millions. Allah Ta'ala frees, though they're deserving of being punished. So let's combine all this. So what virtues are mentioned of this holy month? Number one, if you fast the entire month with Iman and Ihtisal, all your past and future sins are forgiven. Alhamdulillah. Number two, for each of the obligatory fasts, you get a palace of gold or silver, which is so vast the whole world can be put within it, taking the space of a flock of goats or sheep. Subhanallah. Thirdly, it is equivalent to fasting 10 months. You will stand in front of your Lord with 5/6 of your life fasting, just because you fasted in the month of Ramadan. And fourthly, the royal pardon. Think about that. When you're about to break the fast, you should be thinking of Allah's generosity and kindness when he frees all those souls who are deserving to be punished. So all praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a glorious gift. Amen.